You're listening to SBS News.
The Bank of England pulled a surprise move and changed interest rates from its record low of 0.1%. Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey says there are signs of further inflationary pressures, so action is necessary to try to ease price increases. And he says the effects of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 are already visible.
We're already seeing it in some of the faster indicators, mobility, you know, footfall in retail outlets, restaurant bookings and so on. It's not, however, clear whether it will cause inflation pressure to come down or even go up. And that's, I'm afraid, a very important factor for us.
The bank chief also says the labour market is suffering and recruiters are struggling to find workers. Mr Bailey says domestic costs and price demands are likely to remain ongoing issues. Economics lecturer Isaac Gross from Monash University says the Bank of England's decision won't change too much for Australia.
While high inflation usually does lead to higher interest rates, because inflation is relatively modest in Australia, I wouldn't expect interest rates to be increasing anytime soon in Australia because of that difference in the inflation rate.
But he says the US Federal Reserve's plans to increase interest rates will have implications here.
And so that will affect the Australian economy, principally by pushing down the value of the Australian dollar, which means that our exports will get a bit of a boost from the cheaper Australian dollar, and our imports, or the amount it takes to buy imports from overseas, will rise over next year.
On Wednesday, the Fed said it was fast-tracking the phasing out of its bond-buying stimulus, the first step towards further rate rises in 2022. The costs of goods and services in the US have risen by almost 7%, and that's putting a strain on lower-income households. Families are worried about costs ahead of the holiday season. Michigan residents like Charles Carroll say it'll be a difficult Christmas this year.
It's kind of like a slap in the face of those families that don't make as much money, you know, who are caught in the pandemic and can't even bring in more money to be able to sustain a lifestyle that prices are constantly raising up on.
And International Monetary Fund Director Jerry Rice says the Federal Reserve's reaction is proportionate.
Continuing to set policy in such a data-dependent way will help keep inflation expectations anchored. However, this faster pace of Fed normalization does increase the risks faced by countries reliant on dollar funding, especially emerging and developing economies.
Norway's central bank is also raising the interest rate to 0.5%, and officials say it could signal more hikes next year. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.